Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight I'm going to be all over the place again. I don't think I'll be as F-bombish as I was the other night, so you might, if you're squeamish, don't worry about it. There might be the odd one that might slip out. I'm going to start off the show. I want you to hear this woman from Nova Scotia. I want every Canadian across this country that tunes into my show to hear what she has to say. Because what she's saying, what she's saying, will affect every Canadian in Canada. Every one of you is going to deal with this. Every one of you. Those of you who are awake, those of you who know that these injections are basically kill switches, this is not going to affect you at all. I'm talking now to the 70% of those who didn't take the time to read what Moderna had to say, read what Pfizer had to say, read what AstraZeneca had to say, Johnson & Johnson, and all the other, you know, documents showing the dangers of these injections. And this is not for those of you who, you know that the injections are the cause. Some of these idiots out here, and they are idiots, are still not blaming the injection. Oh, it is not the shot. No. Kid gets a shot and drops dead in front of you. Oh, it wasn't the shot. No, it wasn't the shot. Dumbass. Too stupid to see the truth. That's what I call them. But perchance there is somebody who still has a brain cell still functioning. Maybe, just maybe, this might save them some grief. So again, I'm going to play this for all those out there that hopefully haven't taken the shot. And for those of you who are teenagers, okay, young people, let me point something out to you, okay? I know it's difficult for you guys because you're growing up. And you want to experience life. I get that. Been there, done that. Wrote the book. Sold a t-shirt. I can tell you all about it. But in the time I grew up and the time you're growing up today are different times altogether. We were living under the time of ignorance, not innocent. None of us were innocent. Same shit you want to do today, we did, you know, 100 years ago. You know, I'm not exaggerating either. 100 years ago. Feels like it anyway. And I get the fact that you want to explore life. You got all this energy bubbling up in you and you want to experience life. You want it, you want all the gusto you can get out of life. I get that. But you are not living today. You don't have a clue what life really is. Nothing. What you have is a cell phone and an AI giving you a directive, making you think that you're living. You're not living. You're following programs and parameters that will get you killed quicker than you can bat an eye. You don't need to take these fucking injections to have a life. And the moment you face that reality, the moment you begin to live, and the moment you begin to live in an element of truth, not falsehood, not some deception, not some derailing, not some fractal that'll take you down to the abyss. You'll live. You will really live because you will live knowing the truth and having a foundation. If your friends take the shot, let me express it to you this way. If they jump over a cliff with an anchor tied around their neck, are you going to do the same thing? You can find friends that aren't injected. You can find friends that are not going to take the shot. Okay, the only shot you should be taking is a shot of brandy or a shot of vodka. That's about the only shot you should be taking. Or a shot of wine. Those are foods that can benefit and protect you. And say get drunk, I said a shot, not a bottle. There's a difference. If your friends are going off a cliff and they're saying, oh, hey, I'm okay, I feel great, I want you to pay attention to this because it could be you facing this situation today. The government has never, ever told anybody the truth. If anybody still believes that the government is telling us the truth and guiding us, they need to quit smoking or drinking, whatever the hell they're smoking and drinking, and take on some kind of sobriety program. They have never told us the truth, and they never will. And if we believe the government, we are going to be worse than Australia. And Australia right now is fighting without guns. Talk about having some brass balls. They are fighting without guns. They're taking rubber bullets. They're taking gas. They're taking all kinds, and they're fighting. I wish we were closer to them. I would help them out. Seriously, I would help them. I would contribute to their cause in a way that means something. Because right now, the boys that have the toys are abusing the general population. And then that the boys that don't have the toys that make the noise, they had those toys, I guarantee you those police would be running with their tail stuck up their ass sideways. They're nothing but cowards, every fucking one of them. Anybody that would jump on a woman about 5'2", 5'4", or arrest a woman because she's wearing a sign saying that she's protesting what's going on, exercising a right of free speech, and the police are intimidating these people, women, imagine that, women. And you know what, you women down in Australia, you need to band together. I'm going to give you a little tidbit for you guys to make down there. It's called a sling bow. You can go online on Amazon, see what it looks like. You can build them. All you need is the piece off of a bow, where allows an arrow to guide through. And you can pull that, you can put an arrow on the slingshot and fire it. It has some interesting properties for hunting. You can even strap a fishing line to the arrow and go fishing if you had to. Or you can go for game. Now they've got them where they've got a 50 pound rubber draw that will bring down a deer. Deer weighs about 80, 90 pounds. Some of them about 110, 120. Deer are pretty strong. They're not weak by any stretch of the imagination. They're stronger than men. Okay? They're stronger than men. If a deer hits a guy, he'll knock you out. They'll knock you on your ass and you'll be bleeding. Imagine that. Sling bow. Look it up. Sling bow. And you can make them. I think maybe it's time you went hunting. My thinking, like I said, you got vermin all around the countryside. We'll help keep the vermin down. See, because what I'm seeing in Australia is that China is controlling Australia and is turning the police force against the Australians. It's coming here to Canada. It's just a matter of time. Unless we can get all the provinces together and we kick out these bastards out of government, all of them, including federal, and we start this from scratch. We're not under any kind of queen. We're not under any kind of king, unless we're talking about God, then that's different. We're not under any kind of president. We are under our own laws, our own guidelines. And the rights and freedoms of everybody is ensured. No specialty cases. So immigrants coming from third world countries getting prime jobs and prime this and prime that. Bullshit. You come to Canada, you're a Canadian. And you live like Canadians. And you strive and make a life like everybody else. That's how it should be. Not accepting some Chinese bullshit. Or sorry, let me rephrase that. Some PLA bullshit. Because the Chinese really have no... they are not the problem. And I want to reiterate that very strong. There's a lot of good Chinese people out there. And I met a lot of them. And I think the world of them. And I've got friends who are Chinese. They're not part of the PLA. They left China to come here to get away from the PLA. And I'm sure they're probably scratching their head thinking, what the F is going on? The PLA is now here. So don't be hating on any Chinese. None. You know. Especially if they've been in your community for 20 years. I mean, they're not part of the PLA. And if, and if the facts surface that they are, then deal with them then. But as far as I've seen here where I live, here we have a multicultural society. We got everything under the sun. You name it, we have it here. We have Asians, we have people from China, people from Japan, people from the Philippines, people from Taiwan, Hong Kong, Korea, North and South. Good people, good hardworking people. Wouldn't hurt a plea. Very gentle, very generous. In fact, they go out of their way to help you. In the health part of it anyway. And if you ask a lot of them for something, what is this? They'll tell you. So like I said, don't be hating on the Chinese, but the PLA, that's another story. That's another fucking story. You know, and I'm telling you now that if Australia is being run by the PLA in Australia. We don't want that here. All right, let me play this. I think it's important that you hear this message, especially if you're in Canada. And this is a global message, okay? This is for everybody. But since I live in Canada, I'm trying to get my countrymen to listen to this. Okay, this happened in Nova Scotia, where they shut down the province. This is what happens when you shut down the province and turn it into a police state. Okay, hold on. Let's see if we get this going here.
So yeah, there's some sadness in my eyes today. I know you guys can see that. And there definitely should be. I'm gonna try not to cry during this. No matter how much you prepare for what we knew was coming, when it comes, it still hurts just as much. No matter how much you've mentally, emotionally, you know, prepared for what's coming. I'm gonna wait till a couple more people come on here before I say what has just happened. Alright, we got quite a few. Okay. So my daughter just contacted me from school, very upset, that one of her friends is now in critical care in the hospital here in Halifax because her heart stopped right after she had a vaccine. She's not well right now. She can't breathe. Her heart keeps stopping. She's 13 years old. 13 years old. And her heart stopped. How many of you know a 13-year-old whose heart stops? And this is what our government is forcing on all of us and our children. A 13-year-old girl in Halifax, Nova Scotia is in the hospital right now because her heart stopped after the vaccine. That's my daughter's friend. She's been in my home. She's had dinner with me at my table. That could be your child. Could be your niece, your nephew, your grandchild, your neighbor. The fuck hell is wrong with you people? There are children dying all over the world. There are adults dying all over the world from this vaccine. The FDA has even told you. But yet our government is still forcing people to be vaccinated to be able to partake in society. Now, do you want to know what the worst part of this is with this child? Is that she was in my house saying she didn't want the vaccine and she wasn't going to get the vaccine. And her parents respected her decision. But when our premier, Mr. Houston, decided to mandate vaccines for children to be able to play sports, she felt she had no other choice but to take it because she loves playing soccer. How dare you do this to our children? How do you sleep at night, Premier? Dr. Strang, knowing that you are putting children's lives at risk, knowing that there are going to be children dying from these vaccines, but yet we never had one child die in this province, did we, from COVID? Do any of you know children who died from COVID? Do you even know kids who had COVID and had any severe symptoms? Anyone? I am absolutely disgusted, not only with our government, but with people out here on the streets shaming unvaccinated people. When death is a symptom, how dare any of you shame anyone, exclude anyone, alienate anyone for a choice that they're making to save their own lives? I'm gonna ask all of you again, how many people do you know personally who have died from COVID that didn't have any underlying health conditions? It's been 18 months. And if you don't know someone yet, or you only know one person who's even had COVID, wake up. But yet, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people are suffering from these vaccines. And now our children, right in our backyard. No, this is in some country, you know, where there's poor water quality or whatever you want to think. No, this is right here in Halifax, Nova Scotia, right now. Right now. She's in the hospital. All because she wanted to play soccer. The fuck is wrong with you people? When are you going to wake up to what is going on here? Spread this message far and wide.
And she's correct. Everybody in this country, everybody in Canada, needs to understand, you got a kid. This is a form of Baal worship. You may not understand what that is, but Baal worship was when you sacrificed your children to the fucking devil. This is what this is. This is all this is. This is all this is. And we are allowing ourselves to be railroaded. And if I hear any fucking preacher that's standing behind the Bible telling you to take the shot, I don't know if I'm going to lay my hands on the bastard to drive the demon out of the motherfucker. Because none of these ministers don't know enough about anything to make any decision for anybody in their congregation. None of them know anything about nanotechnology. None of them know anything about nanobiotech. None of them know about nanogenetics. As far as I know, the two most outspoken experts in this field is myself and Brian396. And I don't hear any of them contacting us to hear to what is really going on. And if they're following the media, if they're following anything other than what we're showing on our sites, and they're telling the congregation to march to the sacrifice of Satan, they should be castrated and set on fire, as far as I'm concerned. They are basically hanging everybody in the congregation. And some of you may not like the wording, too bad. I don't care. This is murder on every level. And when I hear shit like this, man, I'm telling you, it drives me in a certain way, because like I said, I brought in two children into this plant. They're grown now. But I can feel for this woman's pain. Now, unless you've had a child, you know, unless you've had a child and you've seen this child, I was fortunate enough to be able to go into the, I forget what it's called now, where in the room where the baby was being born. So I got to see my son born, I got to see my daughter born. And when you hold them in your arm when they're just babies, you bond with them in such a way that it's you can't explain it. You're connected. And you connect one way with a son, and you connect another way with a daughter. So when I hear a son or a daughter getting violated like this, it just irks my ire. You have no idea. And if anybody's a parent who's had children, who's actually experienced the whole birthing process, and you know, you're there and you've seen the child, and you held the child right after they were born, and you see them grow up and you raise them, and all of a sudden you see them being sacrificed on the altar of Fauci, that lying bastard. And then you got, and I'm going to play something else from Fauci too. Oh, this is going to be good. I mean, this is going to be a good one tonight. But we need to wake up here in Canada. And if the government doesn't want to listen to us, then maybe we should do what Quebec is doing. Maybe we should threaten to separate. Create a new Canada. No king, no queen, no monarch. Take the queen off the dollar. We don't really need it there anyway. We got a lot of fine Canadians that made Canada great on its own. You know, put their picture on there instead. And develop our own dichotomy. I think we should seriously consider this. This is my thinking. Because what we're seeing today is nothing but pure bloodletting. Pure bloodletting. Like I said, when I hear preachers, I mean, I've heard this from so many different people. They're going to church. I mean, their ministers are telling them to go get the shot. I'm like, are you kidding me? That minister needs a shot between the eyes. One way or another. You know, five on the side kind of thing. It's amazing to me, you know. And I think anybody who's preaching this gospel of getting an injection obviously doesn't have a clue to what's really going on at all. Okay, let me try another one here. Hopefully this will work. Fauci predicted COVID spike from college football. We'll see what happened there. Hold on.
College football predictions, remember? Right now is where we normally roll in the clip, but he said over and over again, he looked at those big crowds and he says, essentially, in his Phil Rizzuto delivery, well, let's listen.
What was your sort of immediate thought when you saw all of those fans packed into stadiums in Texas, Wisconsin, and elsewhere? As soon as I saw it, I thought COVID's about to have a feast. What did you think?
I thought the same thing. I think it's really unfortunate. I would hope that most of the people in that stadium were vaccinated, and even if they were, the close congregate setting, they should have been wearing masks.
The outdoors, 2 weeks later, COVID-19 data is in. Some of the biggest games were held, and guess what happened? Nothing. The stands were packed, there weren't super spreaders. In fact, the rates went down in those surrounding communities, like in Texas. Despite the University of Texas and Texas A&M both hosting games September 4th, they drew nearly 190,000 fans between them. The statewide 7-day average currently is lower than it was on game day. Here to react, OutKick founder Clay Travis. Clay, your reaction to what the prediction was for Dr. Fauci as opposed to the reality we're living in.
Look, all over the South, first of all, thanks for having me, Brian. Millions of people have gone to college football games, and the number of COVID infections has been plummeting. You just referenced Texas. Same thing has happened in Florida, in Georgia, in Alabama, in Mississippi. All of these states that have had massive crowds for their college football games, all over the South, we are seeing cases come down, meaning when Dr. Fauci said that he was worried about super spreader events over these major college football crowds, just flat out hasn't materialized. In fact, Brian, the opposite has happened. The number of people that are testing positive for COVID all over the South is plummeting to a massive degree.
Clay, think about this. You now have a situation where China oppresses, they are vicious, they'll even let you die and wither away in an apartment if you're positive, and it still came back. then you have permissive areas, and it still comes back and it goes away. Might the virus have a say in how it spreads?
That's the big story from the whole start of this, Brian. I'm not sure that anything we've done, and I look forward to years from now when all of the emotion is stripped away and we can actually look at all of the virology and all of the epidemiology and the data. I'm not sure that there's going to be anything that we did at all, shutting down schools, sending people home, requiring masks, all of it. I think it was mostly cosmetic theater, Brian. I think the data is going to reflect that the virus was going to virus. People felt like they needed to do something, even though most of the things that we did had almost zero impact. And some of the things, I mean, look at schools. The data on schools, when kids go back to school, shows there aren't these super spreader events when kids go back to school. The data is clear. That's why many European countries don't require kids to wear masks, by the way, because they also don't work. But I look forward. I think we're going to see. I really do. Right. 30 years from now, I think people will look back and say this was the Vietnam War on steroids in this country.
75% of the eligible vaccination population has gotten at least one shot, plus the natural immunity. We're doing a lot better than anyone thinks. Meanwhile, what's clicking an OutKick?
We're getting ready for our bus tour, Brian.
Imagine that. Imagine that. Nothing, nothing, nothing that was done made a difference. Not a damn thing. Because it was nothing but a frickin' flu. 7 universities in the United States of America did a study on 1,500 people, all flavors, you name it. Big, small, short, stubby, thin, fat, all kinds of different color configurations and tones, all kinds from all kinds of walks of life, rich, poor, and in between. What did they find? They couldn't find it. 7 of the top universities in America couldn't find it. China couldn't find it. Australia couldn't find it. Canada sure as hell hasn't found it either. They don't know what the hell it is either. Because it's a flu. Nothing but a flu. And this crap that they're putting into people isn't making a difference, is it? All we're seeing is people are dying from these injections. That's what we're seeing. And then they want to blame the unvaccinated. Fuck them. We're not spreading anything because we didn't take anything in. And if we did get exposed to the corona, COVID, the deviant, Delta, Lambda, Mu, and all the rest of the bullshit, SARS, COVID, and whatever else you want to call it now, dog shit, cat shit, whatever, our immune system is in pretty good shape because we didn't break down. We didn't get sick. We didn't have a problem. We were able to function without a mask. We didn't have to put a diaper on our face. We didn't have to use methanol laced solvents in order to create a clean effect. We were hugging each other. I was hugging all kinds of people. I hug them all the time. Shake their hand. I'm still here. Don't have a damn thing going on. Except I'm fighting the nano program, which I'm getting on top of by the day. And yet, they put this boogeyman shit out there. Get your running to a clinic or a doctor so you can get your free shot. Are you effing kidding me? Nothing in this life is free. Nothing. There is a price and a cost to everything in this existence. That's how it works. And if you're getting something for free, it's going to cost you your life when it comes to the medical. You're nothing but an experiment to be exploited. The Australians are saying, Chuck you Farley, because the PLA, People's Liberation Army from China, is controlling that country. They disarmed them, because the Chinese knew if they tried to do what they were doing now, they'd get their ass handed to them. They know that. They know that it'll happen here. Now, I'm going to play something else. I'm going to have to read this because this is in Chinese, and I don't speak Chinese, but I can read the footnote here. I'll try to slow it down step by step. But anyway, I'll read it to you. It's called, you can go on BitChute, it's called Chinese Military Story Behind the Pandemic. Now, this may be a fabrication, it may be the real deal. But what I want you to think in terms of a concept here, the Roman Empire fell because their military became weakened through, and then we're told they were weakened by lead poisoning, they were weakened by sexual transmitted diseases, we were told they were, you know, whatever. I think they were weakened by the same bullshit we're going through today. They were infected. And they were infected on purpose to weaken the Roman Empire on purpose so that it would collapse so they can bring in their agenda. This has been going on for quite some time. And what's running the real show here, it's not the Committee of 300. They're the wing and the arm of what's really running things here. We better start looking at demonics and demons and devils and Lucifer and the whole nine yards with a whole different light. Don't just accept what we're seeing in the superficial realm here. Because every civilization that had reached an apex was brought down the exact same way. They had a military that was extremely powerful. The country was turned into a form of decadence. In that decadence, they became weak and they became conquerable. The Spartan Empire, the Grecian Empire, was one of the strongest empires on the planet. The Mongolian Empire was one of the strongest empires, and they were all destroyed the exact same way. The history that we're getting is bullshit. It's total bullshit. It's a cover-up of what really happened. And in the long and short of it, America's the last vestige of the Roman Empire, that and European Union that we have today. And it's going down, it's going to hell in a handbasket so the Chinese PLA movement can take over. We already got the 10 sectors of the planet reflecting the 10 horns. China's always been the undermining governance that was supposed to take over, and basically what we're seeing is the transition from the United States, the old Roman Empire, transitioning to the new empire, the Empire of the Dragon. We're here. It's not coming. We're here. The 10th sector just became real in about last 2 weeks. I'm looking at that thing. Oh God, the coincidence of that is just not. It's not a coincidence. This is all planned and orchestrated. Okay, let me try to play this, and I'll do what I can to read the content, because like I said, the guy's talking in Chinese, but the thing is on the bottom. So we'll see what goes. Hold on. Let's see here. Okay, go back here. That went pretty fast. Okay, what the CCP wants, you know what, I'll just read the thing. It'd be a lot easier. What the CCP wants the most is to have U.S. troops get vaccinated. Once they get vaccinated, the U.S. military will collapse. And the CCP will triumph. After the U.S. troops are vaccinated, and this applies to Canadian troops as well, okay, and European troops. I tell you, the vaccination against the CCP virus will basically be near the end. When U.S. elite society is vaccinated, because of fear of death and the lack of faith, and because these rogue low-level politicians, opportunists, meant to evade responsibility, even the Chinese have these people in disdain. Imagine that. They even had them in disdain. He meant to evade responsibility. Especially when the Wall Street, Hollywood celebrities, the White House, and the troops are vaccinated, I can assure you there will be no vaccination issue. The people who are implementing the vaccination are soon to be finished. Good. I'm glad. Throw their ass in the inferno and burn the bastards. Those who are pushing the vaccination behind the scenes will likely have achieved their goals. Vaccination will no longer be pushed, and the antidote will be certainly offered, if there is one. The antidote will pop up. This is, I think, what you're saying is the fabrication of an antidote. What will happen is people will just die off, those who took the shot. What is the antidote for? It's not to heal the damage brought by vaccine. It's not to heal the damage brought by the vaccines. It's to prevent you from transmitting the virus. Instead of a remedy for the vaccines, those who are vaccinated are sentenced to death. The Chinese are telling you this. The CCP is telling you this. This is a bioweapon that's designed to sentence you to death. The antidote for the vaccine is still in the hands of the CCP. Since the CCP wants you to die. How would they offer you the antidote? Why would they offer the antidote to you? Oop. Stupid thing here. Give me a second here. Let me play it here. The Leo Beijing of China. Oop. Imagine that. The enemy is coming right out and telling you, you're fucked. There's nothing to be done. And we're giving you an injection so you quit spreading the virus. Who's been telling you this for a year and 8 months? Who's been telling you that this thing's jumping to spread the destruction and death of everybody? Who? Chinese are validating this. There's been so many doctors telling you the same thing. They don't care about you. Now, I want you to hear this guy named Schwab or whatever the frig his name is. I want you to hear what he has to say. Hold on.
The difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing.
I hope you heard him. He says, in the new industrial revolution, it doesn't change what you're doing. It changes you if you take the genetic editing. Imagine that. This is coming from the top of the food chain. Top of the Committee of 300, or in the Committee of 300. He's telling you this. Imagine that. You can hear it on there. It'll be in the link. Every Canadian needs to see this. Every Canadian across the country needs to hear this. The whole theme has been how bad you've been getting screwed. How bad they've been derailing our country. And we got airplanes flying into Newfoundland now, which are invading Canada. If we don't wake up, one day when we do wake up, we'll be either marched to a firing squad or we're going to be marched to a gulag, and they won't give a shit about you. They're not going to care. Look at the Orwellian 1984. Do you really want to live like that? Do you? We have been coddled in this country beyond belief, and we've become so coddled that we can't get out, can't shake the cobwebs out of our head. We better start. Number one, don't believe a fucking thing that the government tells you, ever. If you're going to pray for the government, pray that these leaders are removed one way or the other. Even the CCP is telling you they're going to die as well. They don't need them anymore. They're not going to need them anymore. They're using Canadian leaders to deceive and weave and maneuver Canadians into this death throe. Once you're all dead and gone, they're not going to need them either. Same thing is going on in the United States. The military in the United States should tell the commanding officers, take a long walk up of a short dock. What are you going to do, fight your own army? Someone's going to get an ass whooping there, boy. And those generals are giving the order? The Chinese ain't going to need them anymore either. Presidency is it? What are they going to need? What are they going to need a derelict like the president that they've got in America now? What are they going to need him for? He has done his job. He has given America over to China. They ain't going to need him anymore either. There's a certain sobriety here that everybody needs to understand. When a country is being undermined and taken over by another system of government, and they use collaborators within the government or within the system of the country that they're going to take over, once they've succeeded in achieving their goals and their objectives, they no longer need these collaborators. Ergo, look at Iraq. Remember Saddam Hussein? You remember him? Well, before Saddam Hussein fell from grace from the United States and the rest of the world, the American CIA put him in power. A lot of Americans don't know this. And what happened was, when he got into power, he had a lot of his own men, a guy he knew since he was 5 years old, help him get into power. What happened once he got into power? He executed all the people that got him into power, including his friend that was 5 years old. And as he was being escorted out to the firing squad, his friend says, "We've known each other since we were 5 years old. I have always been your friend." He shot him anyway. This message needs to be given to the leaders of this country, as well as America. We need to form a more perfect union and kick these bastards out of our country. And anybody that's collaborated with them, send them to China. You don't have to execute them. No. Don't do that. No. Send them to China. Let the PLA and the CCP take care of them for us. They could be the new experiment. I mean, most of them already been experimented on. Some of them look like a mutation from the pit of hell already. Let them go back to China. Escort them out the door with their CCP and PLA friends. Go ahead. Go to China. Mr. Trudeau thinks China's got the greatest thing going. And they can turn their government on a dime. Well, I think if he thinks it's so wonderful, why doesn't he move there? Why doesn't he go to China? Why doesn't he try to run for an office in China? See, we'll see how far that goes. I think it's a good idea. Mr. Trudeau, you want a minority government. It's not good enough. Why don't you go to China, see if you can get a majority over there? Take the other parties with you. They're not doing us any damn good anyway. Go ahead, take your parties. Take the Conservative Party, the Liberal Party, the NDP Party, and the Party of Quebec, since they want to leave anyway. And take these parties with you to China. See if you can run for government over there. You might get a majority. Hell, there's 1.5 billion Chinese. I'm sure you're going to get at least one vote somewhere. To how I think, anyway. They're not doing us any favors. And the Conservative Party is nothing but a left-wing, right-wing, right-end party. You know, a bird has two wings. You've got a left and a right wing. They're both the same thing. They're both left. But here you're hearing Schwab telling you the same thing. Well, we're not going to change what you're doing. We're just going to change you. Anyone that takes the gene editing is going to be changed. Imagine that. Even the Chinese, even the CCP, holds these people in such disdain for being such fucking cowards at the way they're even going about killing their own people. And they're not going to give them the antidote. They're not going to give them anything. They're going to let them die too. Which, you know, in that aspect of them, I agree with the Asians on that one. Let them die. Them stand before God and give an account of all the blood that they've let out. You have to understand something here. In America and Canada, this is a place of those who are European or European descent that have come to make and build these countries. Other cultures have come in and some have integrated, some haven't. Neither one of these countries are anything close to perfection. But this is all we really have. And you're not going to fit into China. You know, I got news for you. They have their own form of racism toward the West. And you really don't fit into Europe anymore either. We have a whole different way of thinking here. The only place that we really have that we can call home is where we are, is because this is where we've been programmed. Let's just face it, we weren't educated, we were programmed. And all we have is this programming that makes us what we are. Canadian, American, North American. And the principles and the ideologies that we believe in God, we believe in democracies, we believe in freedom, freedom of choice, civil liberties, charter, constitution, Bill of Rights. These have been our foundation, just like in the UK, they had the Magna Carta, and they have the same similar concepts that we have here. And most of Western Europe has these principles as well. If we're deplatformed here, where do you think you're going to be able to live? Where do you think you're going to be able to go? If you don't have a country of your own and you start wandering the world, wherever you go, you'll be subjected to being assaulted and terminated. When a lion is weak, even the jackals keep away. But when the lions have become weak, the jackals will make their move. So that's nature tells you that. Creation explains that to you. The strong survive and the weak die. That's how it is. That's the way it is. And if you're going to be living in a system where they don't offer you any civil liberties or rights, and if you challenge the current system for rights and freedoms, you wind up dead, or worse. You don't have nothing. People tell me all the time they want to go to different countries and go to different places in the world. What happens when the leadership changes and you're on an island? I have friends of mine that are on an island. They're down in the Caribbean on all different islands. They're telling me that basically they're in jail. And that people there are so stupid. You can't speak freely because you may have somebody assault you, or you may have a mob condition going on. Is that how you want to live? And if you got people down there that, you know, say that because you came to their country that you've created a inflationary effect on their economy, causing the poverty and the hardship, they will turn those people against you. That's reality. That's reality. You know, I'm not telling you what to do, where to go, what, but these are perspectives that you need to understand as well. In our own country, at least we know the terrain. And if the PLA should happen to cross over into that terrain, oh well, c'est la vie. Now we heard in the last show that the Mounties are killing natives. Well, again, what else is new? So if the Mounties are killing Canadians with the CCP, what do you have defending you now? In the beginning of the show, as offering a suggestion to the Australians about getting a sling bow. May not be a bad idea for Canadians, so I'll do the same. You can catch small and big game with that. You can keep vermin apart. And it can offer some sort of defense against your domain if somebody decides to assault you. They're easy to load, easy to fire. You know, as quick as you can quiver a bow, you can quiver one of these things. And away you go. And you can go fishing with them. Just a concept. Just a thought. you know, another means and method for you to consider. I think I gotta see where I'm at here. Okay, we still got time. Okay, let me see where else I got here. Give me a second. Yeah, I wanted to get that part of it up. They now have a microchip that's smaller than it's on a nanoscale. And it's a flying structure. That flying structure is the size of a grain of sand. That's a weapon. That's a weapon to transmit whatever pathology they want to transmit. Some people think I'm a little over the top because everything I see is a form of weaponry. But everything I do see is a form of weaponry because it's the way it's been for the last 60 years. Some of you weren't around when nuclear was being developed. And we're using nuclear for powering up hydro because it was clean and it was long lasting and blah, blah, blah. But most of that nuclear went to warfare. Even the tanks were built with depleted uranium material, which made them very hard to penetrate unless you fired depleted uranium material at them. So the concept that we are having a technology being built for the betterment of mankind, that's bullshit as well. There's been nothing that's been here for the betterment of mankind. It's been brought here for the derailing of our thinking so that our guard is down. So while our guard is down, they're developing these concepts to further disengage us, take us away. And once you understand that and you get that and you understand that this is the reality of what's happening, then you'll begin to understand as well the very principles that we have to realize in order to neutralize some of this technology. You start thinking in the form of defense and offense. And a lot of people were doing this back in the 60s and 50s and 70s. From the 80s on up, I don't know what happened. Some people maintained, some didn't. We are now using nanotechnology, nanobiotech, nanogenetics to inflict and afflict everybody on the planet in some form or fashion, whether it's through the air, through the rain, through the water supply, through the food chain, through the medications and supplements. The shit they're selling in the health food industry today is disgraceful. And the crap they're calling healthy, hydrogen, C60, Adia Clarity. I can't even think of all the crap that they're using today. Every one of these things are designed to hijack your DNA and hijack you on a cellular level so that when they hit you with a frequency, it activates this material inside your body. It doesn't come out. A lot of nanometals do not come out of your system unless you disengage them. If you don't disengage them, you're fighting an uphill battle going nowhere. Whatever you're doing will be an exercise in futility. The bullshit they're telling you, oh, NAC is going to remove this and pine needle is going to stop that. That's such bullshit. Again, to get you to waste your resources. And those of you who are falling for this crap, you know what? You deserve it. You deserve to get the slap in the head you're going to get because none of you are reading what you should be reading and understanding the nature of the assault. Your cell phone is a weapon. Your cell phone is integrated with your DNA pulsating frequencies to program you. That's also a weapon of tracking as well as transceiving. It can send a frequency inside you and take you out or start breaking you down slowly but surely and incrementally, and you would never know the difference. In fact, you'll say you got a cancer, which you probably would get, and it would be coming from the phone, activating the nanobiotech that's inside the system. Like I said, you better start reading and you better start paying attention. Now, let me get on another subject real quick. I had people telling me about their plans on going here and going there. So I've been telling them to fly out, to be able to go wherever they need to go, and to develop their own enterprise wherever they go. If you are going someplace that's going to require you to be, you know, monitored, when you get there, disappear. Open up a small business through the internet or whatever. Start offering services. Take cash, take barter, take whatever you need to take to get through it, to get survived and to get established. Chances are they're not going to bother you if you're not on the radar. I'm telling everybody these things because everybody needs to know what they're doing. And if you are in Canada and you're not planning on going anywhere and you're going to have to lose your job, 300 bus drivers in, I forget where, Maryland are going to be walking off the job next week. Those 300 bus drivers need to go get vans and offer services to the families to transport the children to wherever they want them to go. Do it off-grid. Any service that you are involved in today, doesn't matter what it is, offer that service off-grid. Or offer at least the capacity to be able to consult off-grid, especially if you've been doing something for a period of time. If a business wants you to do a repair for them or to operate something for them, you have them sign a contract with you. Stipulate in the contract that there will be no forced vaccine testing or masking. They want your service, they'll not only agree to your conditions, they'll pay you your price. Be a lot cheaper than having to hire you. Start thinking that they are going to need you one way or another. Machines work well when they're running under a program. But if that program screws up, guess what? They're going to need somebody to fix that program. That's when you can charge them up the ass. And you should. What I'm talking about may sound like a revolution. It really isn't. What I'm talking is an evolution. We should have done this years ago, decades ago, actually. We've grown dependent on these corporations because of the money and the benefits. But if we had started and established these businesses 20 years ago, we would be further ahead than whatever money or benefits these corporations could offer. You'd be surprised. You would be surprised. And on top of that, the economy would be a lot stronger because you'd have people helping you and working with you to further expand your operation. Like I said, we think very small because we believe that we work for an automotive industry or an automotive supplier, or you're working for an electronics industry or techno industry, computer industry, a programming industry, that we're going to be making this big dollar. What happens when the machines write a better program than you writing it? It's already beginning. So it's time, I think, that everyone starts to shake off the cobwebs here and realize you don't have to be dependent on these corporations. They're going to throw you away anyway. They're going to discard you. Some of you might say, well, they'll never get rid of me. I'm important. Nobody is... Everyone is replaceable. Everyone. Don't think for 1 minute that you're not. And if you think that, the lesson you're going to learn is going to be a bitch. If you're a truck driver, don't think they can't replace you. They got trucks driving down the road now without drivers. They had them when I was driving back in the 1980s, going up and down I-75. Don't think for 1 minute that they can't do that here. In fact, if I do recall, the trucking industry was going to lose a good percentage of the drivers because they were thinking about bringing that technology in, and they will. They will. You can have a machine run day and night and never get tired. The only thing you need to stop for is fuel. You don't have to stop for a pee stop. You don't have to stop for a food stop. You don't have to stop for a nap. They just drive back and forth day and night. And if the trucks are constantly moving, the wear and tear on the engines are not that bad. It's when they're idling is what kills them. That's the way it used to be anyway. So these are things to think about, and I'm pushing these things, you know, for those of you to consider where we're at today and to think hard. Whatever you're going to do, just make sure you have a plan in place, a plan A and a plan B. Okay? And really think about, you know, plan A doesn't work, have a plan B. I'm working on plan D right now. I'm still trying to find a place. I've never had a problem finding a place before. And it's funny because I have realtors that I've been dealing with. And what the funny thing is, or the ironic thing is, they're giving me sites that I've already been to and looked at. And some of the sites that they've given me is the same site that rooked me out of my money with this fake ad that they have running. It's in every realtor. Realtor.ca, Rent for All, Rent Board, Zumper, all of them. The ad is still in all of them. And I wrote to about five or six of them saying this is a scam. Then I ran into another scam, but this time I knew what I was looking for. So, like I said, we all have our obstacles. And I'm working on Plan D right now. So in the interim, at this point, you know, pay attention to what's going on in your lives and what you need to do. And give it a go. Okay, let's see where I think we're probably near the end now. Yep, we are. Okay, at the end of these shows, I always tell everybody to read the Gospels. Read the Gospels, read them, understand them. Shake off any religiosity you may have had in the teaching of the Gospels, in the teaching of the letters, in the teaching of the Book of Acts and of Revelations. Shake off all religion. Okay? Read it for the first time. Correlate it to our times today. When you start doing that, we're going to start seeing a lot of things make a lot more sense. And understanding certain contexts will still be difficult because a lot of things that were expressed in the language of the day. So unless you're in the same mindset, in the way they thought, that's when you'll grasp it. So again, read the Gospels. On the top part of the page, I'm always telling you to help anybody up there in regarding, you know, sharing the information. Those people are trying to help you. Give what you can. If you can't give anything, don't worry about it. Share the data. Share the information. It's important that everybody across this country, across the nation, across the planet, gets this information, one way or another. That in itself will be a blessing to everybody. All righty. As I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.